Fockhead resigns from the lodges. The next morning found Mr. Fockhead at his office. Word spread quickly to the group of workers of his experience the night before. Again and again he recounted with one after another how God had sent a message to arrest him from a course of action that would have led him to destruction. As his first work, he called in his assistant and dictated his resignation to the various lodges. Then A.G. Daniels came in, and Mr. Fockhead told him of his experience. While the two were talking, his letters of resignation were passed to Mr. Fockhead for his signature. He signed and enclosed them and handed them to Daniels to mail. In telling of it, Fockhead says how his eyes did sparkle with pleasure to think that the Lord had gained his point at last, and that his prayers had been answered. DF 522A, N. D. Fockhead Letter, October 5, 1908. But no sooner had Fockhead given the letters to Daniels than a feeling of mistrust came over him. He felt he should have mailed the letters himself. Then he thanked the Lord for what he had done, for he felt that he could not have trusted himself to mail the letters.